Mr. Toastmaster, fellow members and guests, everyone likes tea. So, please raise your hand if you would turn down an invitation for a cup of tea because you are busy or have other plans. And now, please raise your hand if you would turn down an invitation for a cup of tea with someone you know it is his last cup of tea in life. No one would. Just after I've finished work, and while I'm walking back home, my phone rings. My uncle from the hospital. Muhammad, how are you? I'm very good, uncle. Thank you. How are you? Is it still the hospital or are you home now? I replied. Yes, it is still the hospital, but doctors say that I'm leaving soon. My uncle says. Great. And did you want something from me, or you're just saying hello, uncle? I asked. No, I just want to see you. Please come to me and let's have some tea together when you are home. My uncle said. Sure, it is too long to see you, uncle. Definitely will do come have some tea with you once I'm back home. I replied, and my uncle hangs up. One day passes, 2 days, 3 days, and in the fourth day, my brother calls me, which doesn't happen usually, that our uncle has passed away, and I need to go back home as soon as possible because the funeral is in a few hours. The quicker, the better, according to Muslim teachings. I took a taxi to the bus stop, took the bus, and went home to attend the whole funeral. During the funeral, I leant and whispered to another uncle, "Is this serious? Are you sure that he will not come back to have the tea with me?" I asked, "Muhammad, be strong. He is gone. He will not come back. You are a stronger man. You are stronger than that, I believe," my uncle said in a very serious, passionate tone. "But he wanted to have tea with me. He called me specifically for that. He has to fulfill his promise. I want him back," I said, while my eyes can't stop crying, hardly can talk, and my heart can't stop beating. He wasn't my only uncle. I have more than 7 other uncles, but out of all of them, he was the one who took me to the first day of school ever. He was the one who bought me books. He was the one who taught me responsibility. He was the one who celebrated my university. He was the one who was calling from time to time just to say hello and how I'm doing, whatever and wherever I was. Although he didn't like my political ideas after 2011, but he still loved me the most. To conclude, if you would be ever invited to a cup of tea, ask the wise person inside you whether this cup of tea worth freeing some of your time or not. And always remember that every single cup of tea you turn down might be the last one in someone's life. Mr. Toastmaster.